Good morning. We want to continue our look at reflections on things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report that Paul records for us there in Philippians 4 and verse 8. He talks about things that are virtuous and praiseworthy that we are to think on these things. Three things that we noticed the last 2 weeks that are certainly worthy of reflection are faith, hope, and love. These are virtues that are joined together in several passages. We most often, oftentimes look at them and read of them in 1 Corinthians 13, at the end of the chapter there in verse 13. And we see this also in 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. But these are virtues that are worthy of praise and careful reflection. As I said, we've reflected already on faith and hope. Now we want to turn our attention on what Paul says is the greatest of these, love. Love is defined by many different people. The Greeks had four words for love. Eros, meaning carnal or sexual love, properly reserved for the marriage, according to the Hebrew writer, chapter 13, verse 4. Philia, or phileo, the love of a close friendship, such as brotherly love that we read about in John 11 and verse 3. But then there's agape, that love which seeks the highest good for others. Now it's unfortunate that the English word love is not as clearly defined as how the Greeks did. But there is a distinction between the philia or phileo and agape. It is common to make the following distinction. Agape, we oftentimes refer to it as an active goodwill, that which is commanded. In the phileo, we look at it as being fondness or heartfelt affection, as that which cannot be forced. But the distinction between the two is not always clear-cut. Agape can also be defined as brotherly love or affection, according to Strong and Thayer. Phileo oftentimes is commanded in the Scriptures, passages like Romans 12 and verse 10, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 22. And maybe we shouldn't make too much distinction between the two. So now let's reflect on the duties that we have in regards to love. Love is commanded. We're commanded to love God and Jesus. We're commanded to love, or agape, to have the heart of God, His soul, mind, and strength, Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. But we're also commanded to have love that is phileo, Jesus, more than family, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 22, and again in Mark chapter 10 and verse 37. The greatest of the law is reinforced in the gospel. We're also told or commanded to love our brethren. We are to love or agape one another as Christ loved us, John 13. We are to kindly affectionate, as in the love of family, to have this love for one another with brotherly love, this phileo or fraternal affection, Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. And it's with brotherly love that is affectionate and shown to others that we are to have. But we are commanded to love our families. Husbands are to love with agape their wives, which includes to cherish. Paul would talk about this in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. Wives are to phileo, to love their husband as a friend, Titus 2 and verse 4. Mothers are to love their children in a way that we haven't discussed. And I'm not going to try to pronounce the word, but in the Greek word, but it means to be fond of one's children. And again, Paul would talk to the young preacher Titus in chapter 2 and verse 4 that the young mothers should be taught this. It is with heartfelt affection that should be natural in families. But we're also commanded to love our neighbors and our enemies. We are commanded to love or agape our neighbor, Mark chapter 12 and verse 31. But we are also commanded to love agape our enemies, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. This is with an active goodwill that allows no distinction between friend or foe, friend or enemy. Now, as the people of God, we are certainly to be a loving people. But where love is weak, how can it be made strong? Well, when we read about love in the Bible, it is something that is to be developed. Love being developed is something that is taught by God. Paul would write in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 9 concerning brotherly love, we are to love one another. By way of example, in other words, how he sent his son, 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10, and again in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. So God teaches us how we are to love one another. We also see that developing this love was something that was taught by Jesus himself. By way of example, 1 John 3 and verse 16, how he was willing to die for us. And how he loved his disciples in John chapter 11, verses 3 and 5. How he loved people like Lazarus, Mary, and Martha in John chapter 13, verses 1 and again in verse 34. And how he loved his disciples that we read about in John chapter 13 and again in John chapter 20. So Jesus taught us how to love one another. But it wasn't just God or Jesus. We see that the apostles taught this as well. It was taught by Paul in Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, who taught the Christians how to walk in love. And again, later on in that chapter, in verses 25 through 33, he taught that husbands are to love their wives. Now, Philippians 4 and verse 1, he talked about that we need to practice brotherly love. So we see here that Paul teaches us to love both in word and example. It was also taught by the Apostle Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, and again in chapter 4 and verse 8, he taught us to love one another, both phileo and agape, and to do it fervently. Again in 1 Peter chapter 2, and again in chapter 3, he taught us to love agape, the brotherhood, as brethren, phileo. And he is one who taught us that we are to practice brotherly love. 2 Peter 3 and verse 15. So we see from the writing of Peter that he teaches us how to love in both word and example. But you know, God is not the only one, Jesus is not the only one, and the apostles are not the only one who teach us to have this love for other Christians. As Paul would write to young Titus in chapter 2, he's talking about the things that make for a sound church. And he says that the older women there should be capable of teaching the younger women, teaching them how to love their husbands and how to love their children. And even the young Christians can set an example of how to love, according to what Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. Brethren, I want to suggest to you that it doesn't matter our age, young and old, we can teach others to love one another, and we can teach ourselves, we can be taught to love one another. But this is something that we have to develop, developing this heartfelt affection. We can improve our phileo love by adding agape to it, according to 2 Peter 1 and verse 7. We need to display agape. In other words, have an active goodwill toward our brethren, and phileo, a heartfelt affection. And when we add phileo to agape, then one will follow the other. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 9. So the key to having heartfelt affection towards one another is to be kind to them. So let's close out this lesson by a few final thoughts on how true love manifests itself in our lives. Love can be demonstrated, and it has been. Love was exemplified by God and by Jesus. We read the familiar passage that everyone in our society knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John speaks of this in 1 John 4 and verse 10 as well. We see here how God has shown His love to us by sending His Son to die for us. God's love was so much for you and I that He was willing to send His Son to die for our sins. Now, the love of Jesus was shown by His willingness to die for us. John 15 and verse 13, and again 1 John 3 and verse 16. So we see here the example of God and Jesus is that true love is a love that is sacrificial. It's a love that's willing to give up something for others. John explained it by talking about it would be seen in deed and in truth in 1 John 3, verses 17 through 18. And he said also in 1 John 5, verses 2 and 3, that it was demonstrated by obeying the commands of God. No one can love God and not do what God said. If you're going to love God, then you have to do what He says. That's showing that you have the love of God in you. True love shows and it is exemplified in our lives. Paul would talk about this in 1 Corinthians 13. In verses 4 through 8, he said that love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely, nor does it seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So true love is everlasting. It's kind, patient, humble, polite, and it assumes the best in others and for others. So as we close out this lesson, what is love? Love is heartfelt affection toward both God and man. It is active goodwill toward everyone. And where we lack a heartfelt affection and active goodwill, then we need to acknowledge that deficiency in our life, because that is an indication of spiritual immaturity. And we need to be willing to relearn how to love. When we need to learn to love others with a heartfelt love, we need to look to the Father. We need to look to Jesus, to the apostles, and to other Christians. We need to take the initiative to practice active goodwill and heartfelt affection that will develop naturally in our lives. We have been born again, purified to have unfeigned, affectionate love for one another, phileo. Now the question is, do we love one another, agape, fervently as we should? That's what Peter speaks of there in 1 Peter 1, verses 22 and 23. So now that we've looked at what Paul says at the end of 1 Corinthians 13, maybe we can more fully appreciate what he wrote there in regards to faith, hope, and love. And indeed, the greatest of these is love. I want to thank you for being with us today. And if you have any questions about what we've discussed, any disagreements, you can look me up on Facebook, or you can look me up at Eastside Church of Christ. The website there is churchateastside.com. That is our website. You can look there and find sermons that we streamed on video last week. And we will have two more sermons streaming on video for this coming week. They'll be on a YouTube video. So I hope everyone is staying safe during this pandemic. And if you have any questions or if I can assist you in any way, please feel free to contact me.